Erica Alexander is on the phone. My girl, what's up? How you doing?
Good morning. Hello, Tom. Everybody, Sybil, Jay, Anthony, Sherry. I'm glad to be here. I'm great.
Where are you on the road?
Are you on the road stomping for Hillary?
I'm on the road right now. I'm in Vegas. You can tell my voice is gone because I went to the debate last night. And I had a few drinks to hold my tongue.
Sybil said earlier that she tweeted the first lady and said, "I know you said when he goes low, go high. But right now, after he said she's a nasty woman, I want to go low."
Gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, me
Erica.
Too. Yes, 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 yes. For all you bad hombres out there, I know they feeling. You know what I mean? Lord, it was a lot going on.
What was it like? What was it like, Erica? What was it like being there live?
You know that live. I have to say, the house felt really good when she stepped on. Hillary was very confident in that white suit. You know how black people love white suits, right? we love our white parties, right?
Yes,
I knew
yes.
that she came to play. Yeah, but you could tell she was confident. And I have to say, the whole building, everybody, including the Trump supporters, everybody had a good. Sort of, you know, game face on, but it was very nice and pleasant. And then he opened his mouth and things changed.
Erica, I was a part of the conference call you had the other day, and you were talking about going to the HBCUs, and you had just come off the campus of FAMU. What kind of reaction are you getting from our students and our millennials?
You know what? We talk about a lot about the millennials not being engaged, but there's a lot of people, especially young people, out there doing the hard work of getting everybody going. So things are changing. I think they're starting to see that this election, what the stakes are, and they're getting out there and they're making sure that they're, you know, their voice is being heard. But I have to say, it's been a tough road because I think they seem disillusioned. And by the way, especially at the black HBCUs, our young people are dealing with, you know, sort of post-traumatic stress syndrome and being traumatized by all these killings going on. So, you know, I think they're feeling a lot. But you know what? I was glad and very gratified to see them out there working so hard.
What do you think the main issue is for our millennials that they, you know, are wrestling with?
Well, you know, they talk a lot about those big loans and they just can't afford it. And, you know, she wants to cut the interest rates and that type of thing. She wants to refinance the loans that are already out there. But, you know, they're dealing with loans. They're dealing with, you know, all sorts of stuff that I think that we dealt with in the past. It's just that it's so overwhelming that they feel like they can't get ahead. They get out and they can't get a job. All that stuff.
Well, she says that she and Bernie Sanders have adopted the same program, and that's not enough.
Well, no, because
you're in debt.
It's not. Yeah, you in debt, you feeling like you can't get a job, you feeling like the times are against you, you feeling like everybody's corrupt because everybody's telling you corrupt. You see Trump consistently telling people things are rigged, and they're feeling that way, so it plays into that. But I also believe that they forgot, frankly, the legacy. For black HBCUs, we talk a lot about how to me, they don't have the right to sit back. Fannie Lou Hamer got her butt whooped trying to register to vote, and we need to remember that black people about to save America again. And we have voted very strongly in elections and voted. And we are the moral conscience of not only this nation, of this world, 13% of us. So I try to remind them of their legacy and get them back on track.
Queen Sugar.
Ava DuVernay's doing it, right?
Oh, you're doing it. What a great role Leanne is. It just, oh, my God.
Wow,
gosh.
Queen Sugar.
Thank you. I had a good time. Ava, I think, created that role for me to get on there. And Omar is such a wonderful person to perform, to act with. But I'm glad to be there. You know, she's hiring directors, black women directors that haven't worked in a long time.
The entire season is all female directors.
Oh, yeah?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew they were. I did three of them, and it was like that when I was there, but I didn't know the whole season. Yeah, that's cool. I'm
How
glad.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
It's more than cool.
And you're putting a face on a very important topic and talking about people and bipolar disease and challenges. And it is it's very, very effective. You really are so good in that role.
And who plays Hollywood? He plays that role.
Omar plays. I can't remember his name right now, because I call him Omar. But he does a great a great job, and he's doing a play right now in Los Angeles. But no, he's no joke, and just as warm and beautiful and welcoming. Sometimes you come on a set, you don't know what to expect, and usually I get a lot of kindness. But there I got a lot of love because a lot of the people there, I had either seen their work or worked with them before, so it was nice to be on that set.
I'm loving Queen Sugar.
Omar Dorsey is his name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Omar Dorsey, thank you. Yeah,
Hollywood.
And speaking Hollywood, of being welcomed on the set, J. Anthony Brown says you're one of the few people that on the set of Living Single that was really nice to him.
She was very, very nice.
Oh, J. Anthony, come on, don't be like that. We went all nice. Well, you know what?
There were a couple. No.
Well, thank you. You know what? I'm glad. I was going to be evil that day, I guess, but I did all right.
No, you were very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love. I mean, well, I admire you, so I'm glad. Anytime you come on, I said you were to be honored and, you know, treated with just love.
Jay? I'm kidding.
You heard the lady.
But I feel like that. I still love Max. Max is still my favorite.
Oh, please.
Keep up the great work, Erica.
Yes.